Today is Saturday, the 24th of September 2022, and we are all gathered here for the 50th session on mindfulness for beginners. And we have representing Nisvaramane Forest Monastery, Venerable Bante Thomagamu Dhammakusala Thero, joining us from the monastery today for today's 50th session on this program lineup. I would like to welcome with much respect Bante to the session today, and also I would like to welcome all of you joining through the Zoom and through the Facebook live stream to today's session for mindfulness for beginners. The program will follow up today, firstly with the in-session mindfulness practice, and then we will move on to the Q&A session followed by a talk. And because it is the 50th session, we will have a small speech thanking and sharing merits with the all parties who have brought this program into being. So with that, I would like to hand over the microphone to Venerable Bante to commence with the in-session mindfulness for beginners. Over to Bante, much merits.
Hello everybody, so we will start with a walking session today. So here we will take about 20 minutes to walk in a comfortable manner. And we are going to pay attention that we are walking. Instead of just walking, we will be aware that we are walking. For this, you have to clear some space, maybe 10 to 15 feet space where you can walk back and forth is enough. Make sure that there are no disturbances. And when you have that space cleared, you can start walking back and forth. You have your eyes open, probably aiming at the floor, trying to walk in a comfortable manner. You pay attention. You try to be aware that you are walking. Probably initially, you might feel confused. But with time, you realize that your body is walking and you can feel various sensations of your body. Probably you will feel that your feet is touching the ground. Sometimes you feel the texture of the ground. Maybe it is a wooden floor. Maybe it is a carpet. You can feel the texture. Then you feel time to time your heel is touching the ground. Time to time toes are touching. You can feel these sensations. You feel how the weight is shifting from one leg to the other, right? So we try to notice these details, these sensations, and we try to walk in a comfortable manner. When we do that, you realize that your attention goes here and there. Sometimes surrounding sights will grab your attention. Time to time, surrounding sounds will grab your attention. Time to time, you will go thinking mind, various incidents, planning will come into your mind. But it is okay, this is natural, that this process is happening again and again. After a while, you can become aware, now I am storytelling. Now I am listening to a sound. Now I am thinking something that I see. With that awareness, with that attention, you can again bring your attention to the present moment. Again, you can be aware that your body is walking. Probably again, you will feel the heel touching the ground. Sometimes you feel the texture of the ground. Again, you know that you are aware with the walking process. So we have to do this time to time. Again and again, your mind will wander off. But you can become aware and you bring your attention back to the walking process. So this very awareness is what we are practicing. And when we are aware, we can feel the body. Your body is always present right here in this present moment. So as long as you feel the sensations of your body, you are assured that you are in the present moment. So this is what we are going to do. You can have thoughts time to time sounds will grab your attention, time to time surrounding sights will grab your attention. It's okay. Again and again, you become aware. Again and again, you try to be present. Again and again, you bring your attention to the present moment. Know that you are walking. So this is the process that we are going to do for next 10 to 15 minutes. You don't have to put too much effort into this. Instead, walk in a comfortable manner. Appreciate this present moment. Appreciate that you are walking comfortably. And we try to be with that process. That's the idea of the walking process. So I invite all of you to join for a walking session. And we will try to be attentive for a few more minutes. Okay, everybody, now you can return to your seats again. So this is the idea of a walk-in session. This is just an introduction. So you have to do it on your own. You can every day take some time and try to do a mindful walk-in session. 15, 20 minutes of walking, and you try to be aware. Walk in a comfortable manner and try to be aware. Try to notice that you are walking. So that's the idea of walking practice. And with that, Namantha, you can take over.
Much thanks to Bhante for that in-session mindfulness practice. So in our program, the next step would be for us to go into the Q&A session where we will have the reports received on mindfulness practice to be presented to Bhante, and also where we provide a chance for any participant to raise a verbal question with regard to their mindfulness practice, or make a statement about their mindfulness practice, and go on with the act of receiving more insight from Bhante. So for today, I would like to invite Sonali to conduct the Q&A session, starting off with the three reports that have been received for today's session. Over to Sonali. Much merit. Thank you.
Namaste, Bhante. Thank you, Namaste. I hope you can hear me well.
Yes, we can hear you. Thank you.
Okay. We have three reports that we have received today. I will start with the first one. Mindfulness in the day. Not being actively mindful for a few days, decided to observe what the mind did while watching and taking a video of the sunrise and sitting by a large lake. Heard the sound of the waves lapping onto the shore. The gaps between each waves as it hit the shore and receded. Sound of bird song. Again, noting gaps between each sound. New sounds arising from walker on the beach as large stones crunched with each step. Again, noted gap of sounds between steps. Observed mind noting subtle changes in the clouds before sunrise. Remembering Venerable Dharmajiva comment about the Aruno there before the sun rose. The change in the glow observed. Felt the cool breeze on feet and face. Felt warmth in palms holding cup of coffee and warmth of coffee in areas of chest as it was swallowed. Observed movements of hand holding phone to video the sun's steadiness after a while of keeping arm up. Unsteadiness after a while of keeping arm up. Aware of mind recalling the sight was really colorful and form hitting the eye in presence of the light and changing nature of it all. So a man paddling on a board in the water, noting the constant change as he lifted and moved the oar. Observed the movements and constant change of positions in the birds, on the water, and in the trees. Mind happy, calm, enjoying a beautiful morning. Sitting meditation. Sat for 30 minutes watching breath as primary object. Sounds, warmth, images, thoughts noted. Mind came back to breath on and off, noting in and out breath. With much gratitude to Bhante and organizers, end of report.
Okay, so you are witnessing this present moment as, let's say, sunrise, that now you are noticing various things that are happening. You notice the waves, you notice the sounds, you notice the movements that surround you. And this is the present moment that we are witnessing. So experiencing that fully is the idea of the practice. You be with that present moment, you enjoy that present moment. That's the idea of the practice. Just being, you don't have to do anything. Just be with the nature. And that's the, you two are part of that nature. We think we are separate beings, but if you just let go of this doing, if you just stay, if you just be, you two become a part of that nature. You two are a part of that nature. So that's the idea of the practice. Just be. No need to do anything. Just be with that present moment. Witness that situation. That witnessing, that being is the real practice. Initially, it is difficult. Initially, it's difficult to bring your attention to the present moment. You have to train your mind. This training is required initially. But more and more you practice, you realize there's really nothing to do. You just have to be with the present moment. You just have to let go of the doing. So that's the idea of the practice. But with time only you can realize this. With time only you can achieve this. That's why we recommend you to practice again and again. You practice up to a point that you don't have to maintain this practice. Right? So you are so experienced, you do it again and again, you don't have to maintain it anymore. That's the idea of the repetitive practice. You do it till it becomes habitual. You do it, you practice mindfulness till your mind becomes naturally mindful. So there is nothing to maintain, you just be and you are mindful. So that's the idea of the repetitive practice. You do it again and again, 1,001 times, till it comes naturally to you. You do it again and again, till it becomes habitual to you. So that's the idea. So that's why we recommend do the walking daily, do the sitting daily, spend some time, probably like 1.5 hours, 2 hours for walking and sitting, daily you spend. Then your day-to-day activities also, you pay attention, you witness that activity. Try to be more and more mindful. And when you do it for a few months, you suddenly realize, now I am naturally mindful. Now it is becoming more and more habitual. So that's the idea of the practice. You have to reach to a point where you don't have to maintain the practice. If you have to maintain it, then it's a problem. Because when you are sick, you can't maintain it. When you are in a trouble, you can't maintain it. When you are in a difficulty, you can't maintain it. So you have to reach to a level that you don't have to maintain this practice. It is natural to you. That's the real practice. That's the practice that will come for your rescue when you are in a trouble. That's the practice that will come for your rescue when you are sick. So that's the idea of the repetitive practice. So thank you for sharing, and we encourage you to continue this way and try to see how this practice becomes more and more natural to you.
Thank you, Bhante. I will move on to the second report. As both my husband and I are on a 2-week holiday, formal practice has not been done. However, was able to notice the environment in the mind and the body instead, every day of the holiday so far. So grateful for the regular formal practice today, as now naturally the mind bends towards noticing bodily sensations and what is taking place in the mind too. Although it has not been a continuous awareness, it is becoming a habit within the holidays so far. Mindfulness during the day. Usual habit has been to pack so many things for trips, but almost always have used only fewer things from the packed items. fear of not having everything needed while being away came up in the mind. Allowed this fear to be felt fully and those to experiment by taking only the bare essentials and a couple of extras. There was tightening in the chest and frowning in the forehead as bodily sensations with this new decisions. Was aware of the inner chatter fighting with the mind. It seems that mind is so frightened of change of familiar space and not having essentials. This has never come true yet in this life, and the mind reasoned that it is unlikely to come true during this trip too. This realization helped the mind to calm down and follow the healthy option of taking only what is necessary. Once at the destination, noted the wanting in the mind while walking through the streets, laden with shops selling so many colorful eye-catching goods. In one instant, the mind noted this greed and became quite embarrassed at the level of wanting. Actually, there was no need to buy anything at that moment, but the colors and shapes in front of the eyes have tricked the mind to convince you need this and that too. Embarrassment due to the presence of mind lingered for a while, and it was clear that mindfulness saved the mind and body from making wrong decisions based on wrong thinking. Noted the body walking afterwards. Similar thing noted while going to breakfast at the hotel. At the sight of array of various food items on display, the familiar wanting arose in the mind. This awareness helped recognize that the body needs some food to keep it working, and so it can help the mind to reach the ultimate goal of realizing the Dhamma. But it certainly doesn't need every kind of food on display. There was less embarrassment in the mind, but more determination to do the skillful thing of eating in moderation. After this contemplation, the mind lost interest in the food items all around the breakfast room. Now the purpose of eating naturally came up in the mind more. And because of that, the need to taste all that is available reduced very much. A calm feeling appeared in the mind soon after. As there is another week of holiday left, there is determination in mind to become aware of the conditions of the mind and body whenever possible and go through various experiences with presence of mind intact. Venerable Bhante, I look forward to your valuable guidance. Much merit to you and the organizers of the Dhamma program. That's the end of report.
Okay, thank you for sharing that experience. Actually, this is a human experience. This is all of us talking, not only you. That's why Sonal is laughing while reading the report. I am laughing while listening the report. So this is our experience. This is how our mind works. It's the nature of it. So you realize that it is wanting so many stuff, right? You want to pack a huge baggage if you are traveling. It is justifying. We need this, we need that. We need so many things and we are carrying a huge baggage and we end up using only a little. So that's happening. Even trying to become a monk, while arriving here, I brought a huge baggage. After a few months only, I realized that I don't need this. But initially, it was well reasoned out that I need these things. So probably like 30 kilograms of a baggage I brought here while coming to become a monk. So you can laugh at yourself thinking about these things. This is how our mind works. And there's this another person who is trying to become a monk. He's in like a 10th preceptor staying here these days. He's saying that I built 7 homes for my family. Now I am homeless. after building 7 homes for his family, now he is homeless. Finally, he realized that I don't need this many things. I don't need this many things in order to maintain peace in my mind. That's the idea. So if when you live in this world, advertisers, this beauty culture companies, then media, they take use of this craving in our mind. That is why when you go through a city, you can see how many things are there that will grab your attention. They are tailor-made for you, tailor-made for your craving in your mind. So that's why you travel through a street and you can find 10 things that you want easily, right? So this is how the advertising works. This is how the media works. This is how the beauty culture works. So when you are aware, you realize that although there's this wanting, although there's this desire, I really don't need these things. So this is the wisdom that we are talking about. You can have so many information. Nowadays, you can just click a button and find so much info. But how to utilize them wisely? That's the idea. What can you do with this information? That's the idea. So you can make wise choices. You can go to a market. You can buy necessary things. You don't waste your money, right? So that's the idea of the practice. You be aware. You try to be mindful. And you see, although there is craving, I really don't need these things. You go for your meals and you realize the mind is asking for all the things, right? So you come with a huge plate, but finally, after eating halfway, you realize that I can't eat this much. The rest will go to waste, right? So you can't do it initially. Every day you are making some mistakes, but you are learning from them. Tomorrow also you are facing. Again, you make some mistakes, but again you learn. This way, with time, you can gradually improve. Gradually improve. You realize, although there is wanting, I don't need this much. Although there is wanting, I know I don't need these things. That very awareness we have to develop little by little. So that's the idea of the practice. That's why Socrates is saying that after traveling through a beautiful city, he's saying, although there were so many colorful, luxurious things, I didn't need anything. There's no wanting in my mind and it is peaceful. It is at peace. So that's the idea. There could be 101 things in the outside world, so much colorful, so many luxurious things. But still, if you don't need anything, that's the real peace that we are talking about. If you need something, then that very desire will create suffering in you. That doesn't mean that you are not maintaining your body. That doesn't mean that you are not eating. Instead, you do. You realize that moderation is the way towards happiness. There are certain things that you need. There are certain necessities are there. You can use them, no issue. But you realize most of the time, this mind is asking for unnecessary things. Most of the time, this wanting, this desire is driving us crazy. So with time, you realize if there is no wanting, if there is no desire, then you are peaceful. Socrates is saying, although I traveled through the city, although there were so many things, so much colorful, I didn't need anything. There's no wanting in my mind. It is at peace. That's the peace. That's the real peace that we are talking about, right? So there could be various things outside in the world, but you don't need them. You are calm and peaceful. That very peace will arise from this practice. You realize these are just desires. They come and go. Today you want one thing. Tomorrow there'll be some other need. Today you get something. Tomorrow you are not happy about it. tomorrow you need something better. Today you get iPhone, tomorrow there's a new version, right? So that's how it goes. That's how it goes. That's why advertising, they cater for this need. Beauty culture, they cater for this need. Media, they cater for this need. That's how they make money. So this is becoming wise. This is creating wisdom in your mind. You realize, although there is wanting, although there is desire, I don't have to feed it anymore. I can make wise choices, and that will come gradually, not in a sudden manner. Instead, gradually, little by little, every day you are making some mistakes, but you are learning. Again, you make mistakes, you are learning. That way, gradually, you can develop this ability. You can make wise choices. That's how we can survive in this world. Otherwise, if you start feeding every little desire, it's like feeding a fire. It's a never-ending process. You can try and see. Today, you need some. Tomorrow, you need even more. The day after tomorrow, you need even a larger amount. That's how it goes. That's how it goes. It's like feeding a drug addict. Today, you need a small dose. Tomorrow, you need a higher dose to get the same high. Day after tomorrow, you need even a higher dose. That's how it goes. So instead feeding these desires, we realize that although there is desire, although there is craving, I can make wise choices among this desire, among this craving. That's the real idea of the practice. That's how we are going to make this mind peaceful. So thank you for sharing, and try to continue this way.
Thank you, Bhante. There was definitely a lot of similarities with that report writer and my thoughts. And thank you very much for sharing that with us. I will move on to the next report, the last report. A mindfulness report, walking 20 minutes. The walking path consists of a carpet, wood floor, and tile floor. Started on the carpet, felt very soft to feet first. Next, the wooden floor was cold and damp. A creaky noise was observed. Then walking on the tile floor, the feet were cold again. Observed turning right at the end of the path to continue the above observation for 20 minutes continuously. Sitting meditation, 20 minutes. Sat on a chair overlooking the garden to establish mindfulness first. Scan the body from top to bottom, observing the breath. First, long breath beginning, middle, and end. End observed. Later, breath became very short, beginning, middle, and end. Observed with a gap occasionally. Very peaceful, as it was very quiet at home. Thoughts came to mind about what happened during early part of the day. I tried to shake it off, but it kept bothering me. Now, as it was comments about my driving by someone, and it upset me at that time. The more I tried, it will not pass because the incident kept on playing in my mind. This kept lingering for a long time because I was trying to push it. I like to know from Bhante what to do in a situation like this in the future. How to handle thoughts with few disturbances to my mind, please. That looks like the end of the report, and that is the end of the last report.
Okay, insightful experience. Now, when you try to push it away, it keeps bothering you even more. That's the behavior of this mind. So you noticed it, you observed, you experienced it. So that's how we progress little by little. When by experience only, you can realize these things. although I can make comments, you won't realize until you experience, right? So that's the most important thing. It should come in this form from your side, then only you will understand the real practice. Now you see, you try to push them away and they keep bothering you. They keep bothering you. This is the classic behavior of our mind. Right? So I will tell you that imagine whatever you want except for a pink elephant. Right? As soon as I tell you this, your mind will start creating images of pink elephants. That's what will happen. I'm telling you not to think of a pink elephant. As soon as I say that, your mind will start creating images. So if you try to push them away, they will become stronger and stronger. Instead, let them come and go. They are not under your control. They are like clouds in the sky. You don't have to control them. You have no control over them. Let them come naturally. Let them do their dance. And after a while, they will go away. Again and again, you can become mindful of this process. Become aware what is happening. Become aware that these things come and they keep bothering you. That very awareness is enough. Otherwise, if you try to push them away, they will get more and more powerful. It's like you are feeding them. It's like you are strengthening them. So probably they will last even longer when you try to push them away. Instead, let them come. Let them come. I'm not saying it's comfortable. Sometimes it is hurtful, right? Let's say anger is there. It is difficult. It feels like a poison working in your mind and you have that difficulty. When these type of incidents come, it is hurtful. Certain people blaming you, creating various comments. So it's hurtful, but you allow them to come and go naturally. You be with that hurt. You be with that difficulty. You accept that difficulty. That is the way of the practice. When you accept it, it won't last very long. When you accept it, it will do its dance. It will go away. As long as you reject it, it will become more and more powerful. So this is the idea of the practice. Gradually, we develop this ability to accept these things. Daily things will come. Usually when we sit for meditation, you realize the entire day is coming towards you, especially situations, things that were hurtful, they will come, right? So it's like a healing process. These unprocessed thoughts are there. They will come again and again. A storytelling will happen again and again. Various reasoning outs will be there. But you allow it to happen. It's like a healing process. You have to, you know, allow it to happen. And naturally you realize when I allow it, it won't last very long. If I try to push it away, then I'm creating more and more difficulty. I'm not saying it is easy to accept these things. I'm not saying it is easy to be with them. It is difficult, really difficult sometimes. But what else you can do? You just be with that experience. Stop avoiding them. Stop pushing them away. Instead, let them come. They come uninvited and they will do their dance. After a while, they will go away without your permission. Without telling you, they will go away. This is the behavior of the mind. This is the behavior of the thoughts. So let them come uninvited. Let them they do their dance. And after a while, they will go away. You don't have to worry about them. It's like clouds in the sky. You have no control. These thoughts are really thoughts without a thinker. We try to claim ownership. But when we experience the real behavior more and more, you realize that these thoughts really are thoughts without a thinker. You can't claim ownership over them. If you try to claim ownership, then you are suffering more and more. Instead, let them come and go freely. Just try to manage that experience. Try to be with that experience. Sometimes it is difficult, but you have to go through that difficulty. That's the idea I want to give.
Thank you very much, Pante, for your guidance. The three reporters today, I think we had a lot of similarities between our daily life and the three reporters that has reported. So thank you so much for all your reports. I think the next item is to move on to the questions. If anyone has a question, please raise your Zoom hand and I will let you unmute yourself and ask the question. There are a couple of questions. Let's go over to Samantha. Can you unmute? You can unmute yourself.
Thank you. Can you hear me? Yeah. Thank you, Bhante, for that wonderful advice. In the last question, I also have a recent incident where, obviously, if someone has said things and then it's working in one's mind, and I've tried to accept it, and I've seen it that once you accept it, later on the mind, the feeling of hurt I wouldn't say fade away initially. It depends on how strong the emotion is. I wouldn't say it goes away immediately. It lessens in time to time if you keep observing. But I also was wondering how to apply the right efforts. I've heard, you know, the right efforts of replacing an unwholesome thought with a wholesome thought, and et cetera, and maintaining a good thought and encouraging good to wholesome thoughts in your mind, the four efforts. So in order to actually just without just accepting something, should one, I was just wondering whether one should also just investigate and see if there is an unwholesome emotion, whether, okay, it's arisen in the mind. However, it's come out without my control. Is there anything that I could do to improve it and lessen my suffering in future? So we're injecting some sort of a thought pattern in the mind, to create a right view, so that in future, when certain incidents happen, this is how I would go about it, and incorporating under the subject of the right four right efforts, how I would incorporate that, Bhante. Does that make sense, Bhante?
Right. Yes. So initially, when you accept, there is no guarantee that they will fade away. That's not guaranteed, right? Instead, you accept. If you have a wish that they will fade away, then that's not real acceptance. Instead, you accept. They will do their dance, probably like stay for days, but finally they will go away gradually. Depends on the emotion, depends on the strength of that emotion, right? So if we accept thinking that they will go away, that's not the case. That is not right. That is not real acceptance. Some people, they say that there was pain in my body during the sitting, and they say I observed my pain, but it didn't disappear. That's their complaint. They are saying, I observed, but it didn't disappear. So there is no guarantee that it will disappear. Sometimes it's become even stronger and stronger when you start observing. So that's not guaranteed. Real acceptance is that accepting without any return, without any expectation, right? So that's the very first point I want to make. Then, as you said, there are various methods are there. Replacing negative ones with positive ones, that's one way. Then again, you can reason these things, right? Reason them out. Try to see how you can behave in future. What are the differences that you can make? All these things are valid, right? But you mentioned about right effort, right? Something, accepting something, going through a difficult experience is like highest form of right effort. Because now you are not trying to get rid of it. You are going through it. So effort also could be various stages are there. Initially, you try to replace with positive ones, right? Even while mindful practice, we recommend that. We say, don't pay attention to the thoughts. Don't pay attention to the emotions. Instead, be aware that you are walking. Or try to observe 10 steps continuously. Try to observe 10 breaths. That's the initial instructions given to a practitioner. So we say, don't pay attention to the unmindfulness. Don't pay attention to the negativity. Instead, be aware. Few steps you could observe. Few breaths you could take mindfully. So that's paying attention to the positive part. You walk probably 1 hour. You can only be mindful for 10 minutes. So we say, pay attention to those 10 minutes. That's enough. So that is replacing negativity with a positive one, right? That's initial part. Different stages are there. This practice evolves. You have to understand that. By doing only, you realize that it is evolving. Initially, I am replacing negativity with positive things, unmindfulness with mindfulness. That's how we start, right? Then gradually you reason these things out. Sometimes you decide, now this is, I have done something wrong. Future, I will behave this way. Those things are valid also, right? But more you develop into the practice, you realize that it needs effort to be with this experience. Acceptance need effort. That's the highest form of effort you need. Because your mind is naturally trying to avoid these things. Naturally, it will try to find some other excuse. That is the natural behavior of your mind. So if you try to go through these experiences, if you try to accept these experiences, if you try to process these experiences, it needs effort. It needs a highest form of effort. So as you mentioned, all these stages are valid. But there is evolution in the practice. That evolution you can understand only by practicing. With time only you realize. That's why even the earlier report I said, now I can answer. Because now the question came from you, came from your experience, right? When I answer, that person will get right away. Okay, this is what he meant. This is how I can implement. Without practicing, if somebody come with questions, then it is difficult to explain because you haven't experienced it, right? So what I'm trying to say is that there are various stages. Even the effort, there are various stages, right? Initially, you have this strong effort. Gradually, that effort becomes effort with wisdom. That wisdom part, we really don't know. That wisdom part is difficult to understand, difficult to explain. You have to experience it, right? That effort with wisdom is something very valuable. That is the real effort that we are talking, right? That will gradually grow, gradually mature into that. So you are not putting so much effort. Instead, you are putting wise effort. Right, you are putting effort wisely, and there's a wisdom part. That is why they say action of non-action, Tao, various names are given. So they try to wait for the proper moment, and when the proper moment is there, they act. Right, they only need a small pause because everything is aligned. Nature is supporting them. They just need a small push, and a huge thing will happen. That's how the nature works. That's why we say wisdom of bamboo, wisdom of nature. That's why we say nature have this quality. It says nature doesn't hurry, but nothing left undone. Everything is completed and it doesn't hurry. It doesn't hurry. Gradually it will do its process. So that type of effort is effort with wisdom, right? So that will come in later stages of the practice. So try to see, try to develop little by little, you realize what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Bhante. I hope that answers your question, Samantha. I can see another hand being raised. Panchani, Aki, can you unmute and ask your question?
Hello, Bhante. Avasarai. Sonali, can you hear me? I did put my experience in a report and sent last week. Perhaps it didn't get sent or you didn't receive it. It's okay. I will just share with Bhante what I wrote in that report. Bhante, since my practice at Nisaran 1 year, definitely my awareness has increased. It's very sharp. Even now, I've never been a very good public speaker, and even raising my hand, I got nervous, and my heartbeat was increased. Even those kind of little things I'm noticing now, and this is what awareness, you know, sharp awareness is like. I don't give any value to these things because they just come and go. At work on the first day, there was a new management. I got a lot of criticism, but I was able to handle it because I didn't give any value to those thoughts. On the second day, there was a lot of praise. There definitely was attachment towards the praise. I'm noticing this, the awareness is there and it just passes. It's wonderful how it comes naturally and just goes away. Very little friction in the mind now, which is wonderful. I just wanted to ask you, in my sitting practice, when the initial thought subsides, there is definitely that animitta stage. And I get the craving to maintain the animitta stage, to keep it for a longer time, because the thoughtlessness is wonderful. Having a mind without thoughts is so much freedom. And I'm aware that it is a craving, but I don't know how to, I know I can't get rid of the craving, but I don't know what to do because I know I'm getting a craving to keep that state. Thank you, Bhante.
Okay, so you can stay some time at a monastery, but in order to see the progress, you have to go out to the world, right? When you go to the world, you see that praise is there, blame is there, criticism is there. When you go through those experiences, you identify whether there is real peace in your mind. So tranquility in mind could arise in various ways. Sometimes due to lack of objects, lack of mind objects, there's tranquility in mind. That is, we call the tranquility due to ignorance. But due to wisdom also, there could be tranquility, right? That is the lasting version. That is the proper peace that we are talking about. That is the lasting peace that we are talking about. You are out in the world, people come and criticize you. Next day, they'll come and praise you. But still, if your mind is peaceful, then that's the real peace. Otherwise, you can go into a deep forest. You can stay for some time. You are temporarily peaceful. That peace will not last for a long time. Even in a deep forest, trouble will come and find you. Right? So that's why a meditator, they should go to the market. After a while, to check themselves, they are going to the market, they are going to the outside world, and now only they can see whether this is a lasting peace, whether this is a peace that arises from the wisdom. So that's the idea of the practice. You can stay at Nisaranavane for a while, then again you have to go back to work. again, you have to face those criticisms, try and see how when they come and praise you, what's the response in the mind. So that's the real practice. No matter where you go, if you have peace in your mind, that's the real practice. That is why it is recommended that you go outside, you go to the world, try to see whether this peace is lasting. Even to a monk, it is recommended, if you want to eat, go get your meals. You can't store food. You have to go to the village. You have to go to the Pindapatha. And you have to face these villagers. Dogs are there. Then various crazy people are there. You have to go face them. Then only you realize this is whether this peace is lasting. Again, you come back, you meditate. Probably evening time, difficult, so many thoughts, so many difficulties in mind because of those experiences. Next day also, you go to the village, you go for alms round, and you have that experience. Again, you come back to the forest. Again, you meditate. So this is the way of practice. Then you realize, although I am in the village, although I am in the monastery, if my mind is peaceful, that's the real peace. That's the lasting one. Right? So that's what you are commenting on. So try to continue that. Try to see whether this is the real peace. That you have, you can verify only through the troubles. Only through these difficulties you can verify. Invite more and more people to come and blame you. Then only you will realize. Right? You don't have to advertise. They will naturally come. They will do their part. Without payment, they come and do. Right? So that's the advantage we get living in this world. That's how we can verify ourselves. That's how we can verify whether this is lasting peace. Okay? Then regarding your second part, trying to maintain a state without thoughts. So that's natural. That craving is natural. But in your comments, you mention that I know that this is bad. That very knowing is enough. You can't maintain it. If you try to maintain, it will go away. Even the thought of maintaining, that will pollute that state. Right? Now we are trying to maintain these states. That's why earlier I said you have to reach to a level where you are not maintaining the practice. If you have to maintain something, then that's not the real peace. Because when you are sick, you can't maintain it. When you are in trouble, you can't maintain it. When people come and blame you, you can't maintain it. Right? When you face your death, you can't maintain it. That's why you have to reach to a level that practice is maintained itself. You are not involved. Practice is naturally coming. So initially it is natural that you want to experience more and more peace in your mind. But you know that this craving is bad. This craving to stay in that state. And you know eventually this will break. This peace will disappear because the objects will come. Comparative to the objects, there's peace in your mind. Right? Without objects, you can't really experience that peace. That's why these two are interconnected. When there's peace, there are objects, thoughts, on the other side of the coin. It's just two sides of a coin. Right? So when you experience these states, it is natural that you want to maintain it. But you know that this is not possible. You know that this craving is bad. That very knowing is enough. That's what I am saying. That's very knowing is enough. Let the practice mature. Let it continue again and again. Know that there's this craving. Know that there's this desire to maintain this state. Eventually, you will realize that this desire too will vanish gradually. When the peace is there, you accept that. When the object's thoughts are there, you accept that. That's how the real peace will arise. That's how the natural behavior of the mind. So gradually, we are moving towards that. So it's good that you identified this, but you have to again and again observe. You have to again and again see how you get disappointed due to this craving. How you get disappointed due to this desire. Because every time this peace will come, it is assured that it will break at the end. At the end, it will break with thoughts, with emotions. So more and more you experience, less you are expected out of it. Less desire there will be. Less desire to maintain these states of peace. So, but only thing you have to do is that practice again and again. Know that this craving is there. Know that it is bad. That's enough.
Thank you, Bhante. That was really helpful.
Thank you for your question, Aki. I'm really sorry we have just discovered your report. Apologies for not reading it on the program, but we will make sure that we send the link as well as the emails from now on. And Amant has just discovered the report. I'm sorry about that. Anyone else that has questions, please raise your hands. I can't see any more hands being raised. So I'm assuming there are no more questions. I will then move on to the next session. Namantha, over to you.
Thank you very much, Sonali and Majmerit, for conducting the Q&A session. And apologies to Panchani for missing the report submitted via the link. It seems I didn't check the link submitted reports today. Sorry about that. So, and much more to Bhante too. Next up, we have the introduction to beginners to be explained during session. So I will share the screen briefly to show the right image. Okay, so if you're a beginner to this program, you can go through about 5 simple steps and become familiar and get yourself to start up on practicing mindfulness actively. The first thing is to go through these 2 video links. One is for mindful walking, the other is for mindful sitting. They will give you a basic but still insightful overview of what is to be done or what is to be achieved. Secondly, you can decide on a time frame available for you for practice each of these sessions with equal lengths of time. So mindful walking, probably if you're a starter, starting off with 15 minutes of mindful walking and then moving on to another 15 minutes of mindful sitting in quick succession, one after the other. So you can do that to start with, and then you can expand each session up to 1 hour as you do practice this for a few weeks. So gradually increasing the time period is possible. And also, if you like, you can start off the first day with 1 hour of mindful walking and another 1 hour of mindful sitting session, which is something that I did when I started. So it is up to you. Thirdly, you can write your experience as a reflection report. Writing helps you to understand in your own thinking what you have gone through in each session. So it kind of reinforces your practice. So it is good to write it. It also helps others to gain more insight. So you can describe what you experienced during your walking session, what you experienced during your sitting session, what was the object, whether there were any distractions, and when was the time, and how did you come to realize that your focus has returned to you? Like it could be the feet touching the floor and you get to realize, okay, I've gone into a spiral of thoughts and then came back. I have come back to understand that there's contact with the floor on the right foot, for example. Like that, there will be subtle moments of time which you can describe in the report, that this is how you achieve that mindfulness of the moment through physical contact, for example. Then once you write both reports, you can submit them through the Google form or send these through the email. And we would present these reports to Bhante So for any person who regularly sends these reports, that person will have the ability to keep on using Bhante's feedback to keep on improving their mindfulness. And of course, there will be specific insightful advice that Bhante will provide you. And this program is going to be held on a weekly basis. And today is the 50th session. So we have no hope of discontinuing the program. So once you embark on this journey, it's a lifelong support line on your mindfulness practice. And the other is, if you want to go through past recordings of these sessions, you can go on this link and listen to those. I will put the text version of this in the Zoom chat section, so you can get the links out of that, get them copied to the hard drive probably, and go through the videos of the past sessions as well. But it is not a necessity to go through past sessions. You can continue from today and keep on joining every week and listening into the program. Even that is sufficient for you to continue. So with that being finished, I would like to invite Venerable Bhante to commence with the talk on mindfulness for today. So today is the 50th session, hence the 50th talk on mindfulness from Bhante. Over to Bhante, much merits.
Okay, thank you, Namantha. I think we can take about 10 to 15 minutes discussing a little bit more about the practice. As you mentioned, today it's the 50th session in our program. So we have continued probably like almost a year, we have continued with this program, right? So initially, let's say there were newcomers here, but if you kept practicing during past few months, then now you know the concept of mindfulness very well. Now you know how to be mindful. Now you know how to deal with your thoughts and emotions, how to manage day-to-day difficulties with this mindfulness. So that's the idea of the repetitive practice. That's the idea of doing a session again and again, right? So that requires a lot of effort. Probably not the effort that we utilize initially. Effort mixed with wisdom we need for such things. You can continue for a few weeks, but sometimes you just get sick of it and you stop. You can do a few hours of practice, but sometimes you get tired of the practice. Then you stop. So that's the initial part of the effort. That's just the beginning of a path that we are talking. So initially, probably you are putting so many hours, probably you are putting so much effort, but there is no real value if you are not continuing with time. So this type of effort to do a program for a year, it needs a lot of wisdom mixed into this effort. We can't put too much effort. We can't put too little effort. Instead, you have to find a middle way, a middle path. That's the very essence of the practice. Right? So that's how we have developed over past year. That's how we are going to do it in the future as well. So that's why we say, you just keep yourself with the program. You just attend every week. Every day, try to spend some time with mindfulness. Probably 15, 20 minutes of walking. Probably 15, 20 minutes of sitting. You try to make it a part of your daily schedule. And if you keep this pace for some time, for a few months, then you realize, now I am much more peaceful in my mind. That effort is gradual effort that we are talking about. You can't suddenly change this. This mind is so habitual to those behaviors, it's really difficult to change. If you try to do it purely with effort, then it'll drive you crazy. Instead, you do a little bit, then you let go. Again, you do a little bit, then you let go. Gradually, you realize, with time, you realize, now I am more and more peaceful. That's how the practice will grow. So we say, after practicing, you realize there's a new normal in my mind. Earlier, you were suffering with probably, like, let's say, anger. Earlier, you were suffering with jealousy, right? Probably before 1 year, let's say, or before few months. That was your status. That was the status of your mind. But you kept practicing. Again and again, you kept practicing. Every day, 1 hour, you have spent for last few months. And suddenly you realize, now there's no so much anger in my mind. Now there's no so much jealousy working in my day-to-day life. That realization that comes gradually. That comes gradually. And there's a new normal, new state in your mind, which is more peaceful, much more beneficial to you, right? So that's how the practice will grow. That's why I mentioned that we have done this for 50 sessions, and that gradual process is what we need. Even I am happy that I was able to participate for 50 sessions. I was able to conduct this program for almost 1 year. That shows that I too have grown. That shows that I too have that effort. That's why I'm happy. Even the organizers, they can be happy because they have contributed. Little by little, every week, they do their part. That's how we progress. And with time, you realize, without even knowing, I am much better off. My mind is at peace. If you expect sudden results, then that's not the way of the practice. Those results, they are not the lasting results. So we have to grow ourselves gradually. That's why we every week we meet. Every week we try to do a few hours of practice. Sometimes you can't do. You realize that's fine. Again and again you move forward. And with time, probably after like 1 year, you realize, I have participated, now I'm much better off. Now my mind is peaceful. So if you have this very experience, then that is a very good sign that this practice works. Now you experience for yourself, after attending for 1 year, you experience for yourself, I just have to continue with this process. Imagine after 2 years, what will happen? Imagine after 3 years, what will happen? That's how we progress. Even this was helpful for my practice. Even this was helpful for you, the organizers. Even this was helpful for the participants. So in a way, we grow as a team gradually with support. We develop our practice. We create this lasting peace in our mind. So it is very much valuable. Some people, they just put so much effort only for a little time, then they get sick of it. Some people, they don't put any effort. So that's also not going to work, right? So you have to put effort. You have to do it wisely. The wisdom part should be there. Gradually, you have to do, right? It's like running a marathon, right? If you run too fast, you last only few rounds. You can say, only for few rounds, I came first. But that's not how it's going to work, no. Right? You have to continue. Probably like 10K marathon, you have to have a lot of wisdom. You have to face yourself. That utilization of energy is very important. Right? Similar type of a thing we are doing. The practice is like running a marathon. You have to gradually do it. Gradually do it. You have to spend your energy wisely. You have to, probably sometimes you can't practice due to your day-to-day commitments. That's fine. But you know that this is something I should do. I couldn't do today. tomorrow I will try again. Again and again, you had that attitude, and again, you continue. When you continue only, you realize I have spent this much time, few months, few years on this practice, and now I see the difference. Now I see the benefit of this practice. That is wise effort that we are talking. That effort mixed with wisdom, that's more like a middle path. Not too much effort, not too less effort. Instead, you put effort wisely and gradually you improve. Gradually you make yourself peaceful. That's the best thing you can do to yourself. Nothing better. Because most people in the outside world, although they have so much material things, although they have so much fame, they are not peaceful. They don't have that peace in their mind. Sometimes their lives, they end in horror because they don't have that peace. Sometimes they kill themselves because they are not peaceful in their mind. Although the material riches are there, the peace is not there in the mind. So you can't buy this, right? No amount of money will bring you peace in mind. So only gradual practice you can develop it. Gradually, with time, with effort, you can do this. So that's the idea of this type of a session. So we invite you to continue little by little. Well, there could be mistakes. You can't do every day. That's fine. Again and again, try to have this attitude. Again and again, try to spend daily some time doing the practice. Try to present your experience. Try to participate for a discussion. And gradually you see the results. With time, you see the results. Right? So that's the invitation. That's the invitation. It's not like putting so much effort in a short time or putting no effort. It's a middle way. It's a middle way that you are gradually improving. Right? In jazz, they say, if you only play the chords, then you are a dead person. Right? Then if you go too much out, then you are a maniac, right? So you have to have a middle way. You are not only playing the chords, but you are somewhat sticking to it. Then only you become a beautiful musician. So that's the idea of this. You are putting wise effort. You try to do it little by little. But gradually you do it. You avoid these two extremes and you try to follow this middle path. And that's how it goes. That's how it goes. Even the person that me, I am talking. So I am not that type of effort guy, right? Usually I relax, right? Usually I take it easy. But gradually the time will decide. Time will decide. That's what usual what I am saying, right? I am not too much effort kind of a person. I take it easy. I will say let the time decide. Let the time decide. A few years pass and so now you see the real results. That's how it goes. That's how it goes because this is a difficult problem that we are dealing. Nobody can say that it's easy. This mind, it is difficult to deal with. This world, it is creating more and more chaos in our mind. So it's a difficult challenge. You have to accept it. You can't say it is very easy. It's not. It's not. That's why so much people, they are suffering. They are suffering. So many people, they can't sleep at night without some aid. Probably they have to take a pill to sleep. Because it's so difficult. So many people, they can't function. They can't do their work. They can't maintain their families. Difficult. So it's a difficult problem that we are faced with. It's a difficult challenge. So you have to approach it wisely. You have to do it gradually. You have to develop gradually. So let's, Namante is saying this is the 50th session, right? So that's how it goes. That's how it goes. Little by little, you develop. Little by little, you share your experience. Little by little, you spend more and more time practicing. And with time, when the 50th session comes, you realize, okay, now I am much better off. Now there is more and more peace in my mind. Right? That realization is precious because you realize it. You experience it. Nobody can prove it wrong because this is your experience. And when you experience, you know that it works. You know that it works, right? So that's the idea I want to give. And we invite you to participate more and more. Let's meet you with another session.
Thank you, Bhante. I think Bhante summed up everything very nicely with regard to conducting 50 sessions. And it is indeed a repetitive process. It's not something you do one day and then desert it the next day. So if anyone has a quick question on the talk, we can spare a few minutes. You can raise a Zoom hand if you have a question on the talk. Okay. Seems like there's no one raising the Zoom hand. Because it's the 50th session, there is a bit of a small speech I have prepared. I will ask for your forgiveness if I'm going to get bored with this. But I will quickly thank and share merits with everyone who's contributed to the program according to the number of 50 being 50 today. I would take the opportunity to formally thank and share merits with all the contributions made to develop and maintain this program. I would like to thank and share merit with most venerable Bhante Udairegama Dhammajiva Mahathero for the insightful request for the initiation of this program. We are currently able to witness and appreciate the positive and deep impact that it has created in the practice of mindfulness for all participants in these sessions. I would also like to thank and share merits with Venerable Bhante Homagama Dhammakusal Thero for the detailed guidance and instructions and also for the committed participation, by all means a generous and grand contribution, providing insightful advice for reports and questions in session practices and mindfulness talks. I hope the merits go on to improve and direct Bhante's own path in Dhamma as well. I would also like to thank and share merits with Venerable Bhante Akmimana Dhamma Gutta Thero for Bhante's kind participation for several sessions, providing insightful advice for reports and questions, in-session practices and mindfulness talks when Venerable Bhante Homagama Dhamma Kusala Thero was unable to be present in those sessions. I hope the merits go on to improve and direct Bhante's own path in Dhamma as well. For those that represent the organizing committee of this program, I would like to thank and share merits with Rajika, Lushani, Sonali, Arosha, Anupama, Nadeep, Bandula, Lilanga and Udara for their generous contribution and support from the beginning to now. I hope the merits go on to improve and direct each of your own path in Dhamma and also invite you to keep on contributing to this program into the future. On behalf of the organizing committee, I would also like to heartily thank all of you being the participants who have participated in this program in these sessions. I wish the learnings from the program will have a deep and enriching impact on each of your mindfulness practices. I would like to wish all these persons mentioned in this sharing of merits will have the strength, good health and enthusiasm to endure through the path of mindfulness. Thank you and many merits to all of you. That is the end of the speech of sharing merits. I thought it's good to have this. We thought it is good to have a formal sharing of merits this way. So with that, the session on the 50th session comes to an end. And I would like to ask you to join us in the 51st session in 7 days' time. And in the meantime, you can keep on practicing your mindfulness sessions and keep on sending the reports through. And we can meet next week for another session on a on a similar context. And I would like to wish all of you a happy and mindful week ahead. Thank you. I will end the session now.